So if I've got my sword effect, I've got a rocket.
I'm sitting in the basement of a house in Tumut, watching local James Palmer work through the hundreds of sounds he's created for a live radio play called The Planet Man.
A layered synth sound. And basically, it's just multiple synths, and you're just adjusting the oscillators as they go.
As you might have guessed, it's a riotous intergalactic adventure that harks back to the 1950s and 60s, and it's being created by local group See Me, Hear Me Theatre, headed up by writer and director Craig Palmer.
A few years ago, it must be about 4 years ago, I was looking around for an idea for some theatre. And, of course, you know, you get your best ideas when you're sitting around late at night just trolling around YouTube or whatever. And it coughed up a lot of radio shows from the past, from the 30s and 40s. And they had old things like Flash Gordon. I'm thinking, oh, OK, sci-fi. And I found one called The Planet Man. It was an American show. It was made in 1950, between 1950 and 51. But it was set up for an adolescent audience. It was all gee whiz and all wow, and very melodramatic and over the top.
Craig took a few of the 12-minute episodes, changed some characters, added some new scenes, and created a new show that could tour. He then realised he had the beginnings of something really special.
Oh, hang on a sec. What if you're deaf or hard of hearing? What if we caption it? There is some theatre that captions, but the captioning is, if you like, a screen, a monitor that just has who's talking. It just has the text, the dialogue. I thought, well, that's not very good. I mean, so we made our own with pictures of who was on stage and their dialogue, plus all the musical effects, sound effects.
Craig also decided to bring a hearing loop along to each show, enabling people with hearing aids and cochlear implants to hear crystal clear audio.
Planet Man, you did it!
Pat, our only hope is that someone friendly will find us.
Planet Man, I'm cold.
We'll need to stay close to be warm.
You mean this close?
Each of the six actors who perform the play have multiple characters. Here's Michelle Boyd.
It's a small team, so we're really close-knit, which is great. And the diversity of, you know, people coming with their different talents has been, you know, excellent to watch. We've watched people grow and develop their characters and voices, so that's been nice, yeah.
And who do you play?
I play Professor Darrow and Frigida, as well as different acts. I'll do Hydra, and then some incidental voices such as a commander and different things like that.
Is it hard to keep up with all the many characters that you play and switching between?
It can be if it's all in the one scene. That's the worst. It's like because you do have to think about what you're doing with your voice when it's coming out and, oh, am I going to sound like the right person when I speak?
On the frozen waste of Neptune sits the wreckage of the Planeteer. Planet Man and Pat have survived the crash, but the Planeteer is almost destroyed.
Yeah, my name's James Palmer. I'm the musical director. The narrator is our descriptor right through the whole show. So anything the narrator sort of describes, I want to always include in my sound effects. And any actions that the characters are involved with, so say if they're firing a laser gun, I want to make sure that that's all lined up. So anything that they touch or manipulate, I want to make sure that that's conveyed to the audience in a way that is coherent enough for them to be able to fully understand it.
Tumut local Hilary Wilde is a person with vision impairment and experienced The Planet Man at the local theatre.
There's not so much on stage stuff that you need to see. It's all more about what you hear, and that is supplemented by captions, which makes it kind of inclusive and accessible for people with hearing impairments. But in terms of the story, you don't need to see what's going on. You sort of hear it within the story. It's just sort of written into the text. So in the play, they describe things. So it's sort of audio described.
Hilary also took her father to the show, who has a hearing impairment.
Dad sort of grew up with the radio. He's a bit older than me, so like he remembers radio plays. So that was a nice thing for him to kind of indulge in that. He's lost his hearing over time. He finds it really hard to follow things. Yeah, so Captions really kind of makes that more accessible because he hadn't been to something like that in a long time, just because he wasn't getting anything out of it. You know, when it comes to inclusion and access, we as a society have come a long way, definitely, but we tend to focus on physical access. We don't sort of really necessarily focus on the sensory needs of people who might have hearing loss or vision loss to be able to participate in, you know, events and experiences, but also just in society as a general rule.
Though the Planet Man is only touring locally for now, Craig Palmer says it's about to reach a much bigger audience, with See Me, Hear Me Theatre receiving funding from Eastern Riverina Arts to create a podcast version of the show. And next month, Mr. Palmer will travel to Melbourne to meet with Auslan Stage Left and the Victorian College for the Deaf to have deaf actors sign the show.
Doing it live is one thing, but say having it as a podcast for the hearing community and a podcast for the deaf community, acted by the deaf community, is just fantastic. I was so pleased when the deaf community in Melbourne wanted to run with it. I'm really excited to know how it's going to work. We could end up with something that looks like the Brady Bunch. You know, you've got six Auslanding heads. You know, we've got to have captioning there as well. But I'm just excited that the deaf community liked the idea.